Thy great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land, I am weak, but Thou art mighty. Hold me with Thy powerful hand, bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Open now crystal fountain, whence the healing waters flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me on my journey through. You're my strong deliverer, be Thy ever my strength and shield. Strong deliverer, be Thy ever my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, in my anxious fears of sight, bear me through, Lord, this swelling current, land me safe on Canaan's side. I'm singing songs of praises. I will ever give to songs of praises I will ever give to Thee. Welcome, yes, Lord, into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel you desire to abide. Hear the praises of your people, so we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. We're saying, welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit, into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel you desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. See, creation declares your glory, and the universe declares your majesty. Yet you choose to abide in the praises of your people. So we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. We desire to abide in the praises of these people. So Lord, we're lifting up our hands, and we're lifting up our hearts. Yes, we're lifting up our hands as we lift up our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord, for he, yes, he is. He alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. TMC, let's praise his name forever. Let's praise his name forever. Let's praise his name forever. He is Christ the Lord. We'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the glory. Glory, you're our Christ, your Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greater
Are you there?
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory because it is due to you. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that you woke us up in our right minds, God. We thank you that we even woke up, Father. We thank you that in this day you have plans and opportunities and things for us to do. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would align our spirits up with your will, Father, that we will walk in the steps that you have already predestined for our lives, Father. We will not complain about anything, but we will be grateful and thankful for everything, Father. In every single situation, in every single circumstance, God, we give you thanks. And we give you glory. So on this day, we just simply say, thank you, Lord. We thank you for the master's call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for Artist Life. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, Lord, that we woke up with victory over the virus. We thank you, Lord, that you are God and that you still are on the throne, that you are still in control. We thank you, Lord, that there is victory in you. We thank you, Lord, that we woke up with power. We thank you, oh Lord, that we walk in dominion. We thank you, Lord, that we have new grace and new mercy, Father. We thank you for the speaker that will come. We thank you for the message that will penetrate our hearts, our minds, and our spirits this morning. We thank you, God, that we can do all things through you because you give us strength. We thank you that you are a miracle worker. We thank you that you are our provider. We thank you that you are El Shaddai. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you that you are a protector. We thank you that you are our peace. We thank you that you are our strong tower. We thank you that you are our keeper. We thank you that the blood still works, Father. And so we give your name the glory. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. And these things we decree and declare. And we simply say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we give you the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Well, glory to God. Yes, I am, Minister Songbird. Tiffany, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Prayer General Brenda Henry Terrell. Take it away.
Well, hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you this morning on this beautiful, beautiful, cool Thursday morning. I tell you what an awesome time of worship this morning and the awesome prayer this morning. We give God glory for being God all by himself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, bringing us before his presence this morning with those songs of praise and worship. And Minister Tiffany, you're definitely a jewel out there in California with that powerful anointing upon you this morning as you seated and greeted everyone this morning and opening us up with that powerful prayer. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. To all our new people as well as our well-served, I don't want to call you Obies, but I tell you what, it's truly a blessing to have each and every one of you join us here on the Master's Call. Just for a moment, I'm going to share about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who said yes to the Master. And with that, they stood on God's Word, which is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So yes, call someone, text somebody, and tell them there is a call where you can come to and get a word from the Lord early in the morning. Hallelujah. Now, our website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. You'll see where all the messages have been archived there, so you can always get a word. Yes, you can. And then also, you can see the bios of our speakers and the theme for this year in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Hallelujah. Now, many of you might want to be a part of this ministry. We have our arms open to you. You can greet. You can host. You can share a word. You can praise and worship. You can do it all here on the Master's Call. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, Fridays, we do take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. If you don't want to send your praise reports and prayer requests to the email address, but you can take verbally say that, yes, I want you to pray for this issue, pray for that, and we take all that on Fridays, okay, in our second half of the call. Now, what's brought us all together is this great company called Artists International, and it's the company that's been established well over 30 years, and we're thankful to God for all the wonderful products that they have to help us enrich our lives, our bodies, in such a wonderful, wonderful way. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. And not only that, today is Testimonial Thursday on the Morning Motivational Call. That's Testimonial Thursday with Director Claudette Brown. And I tell you, the testimonies about these awesome products are absolutely wonderful. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Now, let me tell you, every day there's something going on right after this call on the Morning Motivational Call, but on Fridays, on Activity Fridays, where it used to be a call, it will now be a Zoom call. You can go to your WhatsApp if you're in Artist Life. You can go to your WhatsApp, or you can go to the Facebook page with Artists for Life and get the information where you can tune in on Activity Fridays. Well, I'm getting out of the way because we have a dynamic woman of God, and I tell you, she's such an anointed woman of God. She is a blessing to all of us, and I tell you, her smile is, miraculous, okay, because she has a smile like none other. Every time you see her, she lights up a room. I'm talking about Minister Rosalind Peters, who is a president with Artist Life. She's been with the company for well over 10 years. She resides in Bowie, Maryland, with her wonderful husband, Sir John, we call him, who they've been together well over 35 years. They've raised two boys, two girls, and they are proud grandparents of nine. They have been such a blessing to their community, to the country, to Artist Life, and definitely to the Master's Call. I'm getting out of the way because she is definitely an anointed woman of God. She is appointed, and she is true to her word. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our wonderful woman of God, Minister Rosalind Peters. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Okay, woman of God, I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away. God bless you.
Oh, bless you, bless you, bless you. Thank you, Prayer General. Brenda Terrell for hosting us today. Awesome. I tell you, and I'll greet a songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. I tell you, the atmosphere has been set today with our psalmist, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. She has really, truly set this atmosphere. Let us adore him today. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa. And I want to truly, truly thank our co-founders, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and Pastor P.K. Roberts, for allowing me to even speak on this platform, even as I speak today. Let us go to the Father and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, this is the day that you have made. We want to rejoice, and be glad in it. Lord, we give you honor and we give you glory that's due your name. We ask that you will allow your light to shine on our hearts this day, that your word will be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. We pray that your word today will be spoken, that will provide nourishment to our bodies to accomplish what is desired for us to achieve this day. Now, but may the word of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. TMC, are you stuck in a rut, or have you settled for less of an existence than you have, than you were called by God to live? Well, I tell you today, I tell you what it's time for. It's time to shift gears. I'll repeat this, guys. It is time for us to shift gears. I have never seen our country so divided as it is today. People are getting hostile. I say people are getting hostile. They are taking sides. It seems to be all about winning. Families and friends are at odds. Relationships are failing. All the while, the enemy, Satan, is laughing. Yeah, he's laughing behind the scenes. We are not able to worship the way we normally do. We can't even visit our loved ones or gather for funerals or weddings. People are worried and stressed out about jobs and their health, their children, the lack of leadership, and government failure to deal with a worldwide pandemic, racial injustice, and civil unrest. And now it's who will be our next president of these United States of America. In reality, these issues have existed in some form since the fall of mankind. Satan has stepped up his game, hoping we will put our trust in all the wrong places. But as children of God, you and I know that Jesus reigns. Yes, we know that Jesus reigns. God has not left his children helpless. He's granted us the gift of discernment. He's granted us the ability to wade through the enemy's confusion and determine what is right. When we look at things through heaven's lens, a change in perspective happens. We realize our faith is not in the performance of a political system. We don't trust in the perfection of any president. We don't put our confidence in a particular candidate, agenda, or organization. Instead, we place our lives in the love guard hands of the one who sits on the throne. No matter what happens in this election, we know who reigns. And that's good news, guys. That's good news. If we stand behind his word and the life he came to give, no amount of persecution will be able to shake our confidence in the cross. According to the Bible, the children of Israel were in such a place as this, having seen God do amazing things in delivering them from slavery in Egypt. They came up short in entering the land of promise, the land of abundance. Has something kept you in the place of mediocrity? Have you gotten sidetracked or disappointed to the point of paralysis? Well, I tell you today, perhaps it's time for you to shift gears. Time for you to move forward like the children of Israel did. So the message I'm going to title it today is Time to Shift Gears. Yes, it's time to shift gears. So I went to the Bible and I looked up that phrase. And the phrase says to start thinking or acting in a new way. It says start thinking or acting in a new way. To suddenly stop what you're doing and move in a different direction. So let's take a look in the book of Joshua. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1, where the children of Israel were urged to move forward after 40 years of running in circles in the wilderness because of their lack of faith. Verse 1 says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. Death, disappointment, and loss are not the end, but the beginning. See, Moses meant so much to the children of Israel, yet it wasn't until he died that they were able to move forward. I imagine that they thought without Moses, they were done. However God was doing a new thing in that time. God was doing a new thing. Never let a letdown cause you to stay down. Never let a letdown cause you to stay down. It's merely a new thing God is doing. And he wants to show you that you can trust him and not man. When things look bad, it gives God the opportunity to show us he is all that we need. If there is something that has stopped you, it's time for you to shift gears. It's time for you to get up and get going. That's where you find your strength and your renewal. Now, that's where you find your strength and your renewal. That's where you find it. You see, when you shift with God, nothing can stop you. When I go to verse 5, it says, no one will be able to stand against you in all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. You are invisible in God's will. You know that. You may have become afraid of trying some new things. You may have been burnt or let down. You may have a fear of failure. Whatever it is, be strong and courageous, because wherever God commands you to go is where you are invincible. And when you shift with God, another thing, when you shift with God, you move forward. You move forward. And we're going to verse 7. It says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. The way forward is to simply follow God in simple obedience and stay focused. If you concentrate on that, you'll always be moving in the right direction. When you move with God, your success will be in proportion to your faith. Our success and prosperity is connected to God's word. We have his promise. Y'all know that. That living word to his word gives great results. the emphasis here is on doing the word, not just reading it or listening to it, but living according to it. Moving forward, then, is growing in God's word and applying it to your everyday life. Another thing you must do is you got to be prepared for the shift. You got to be prepared for the shift. So in verse 10, it says, so Joshua ordered the officers of the people. They say, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. For preparation is the key. We have to prepare. When God moves us forward, He also prepares us for what's ahead. We will never be led where we haven't been equipped. If God is moving, that means you're ready. Everything that happens to us in life is to prepare us. So don't lose hope, guys, because times are difficult right now. Embrace them by faith, knowing that you are being prepared to move forward. We got to be prepared to move forward. On the road to moving forward, there are many obstacles. Why? Satan does all he can to prevent our growth and development. He knows how great that path is. So he resists every step forward that we take. In fact, we can look at resistance as a mark of godly progression. As the Bible says, all those who desire to live godly lives will suffer persecution. That's in 2 Timothy 3:12. We must trust. Another shift, we got to trust God. Trust them, guys. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. And that's in Proverbs 3:5. Moses trusted God. We all need to put our trust in the Lord. When you believe in God, he will instruct you and he will direct you. Trusting in the Lord is very important. No matter what situation you're in, or if you can trust in God, he will see you through. He sees our issues and just waiting for us to approach him in prayer. The children of Israel were stuck because they feared the enemies they would encounter in the promised land. Instead of trusting God, they shrunk backwards into disobedience. We don't have to retreat, because faith will always carry you through. You have all the weapons of warfare that you need to carry on. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. If God be for us, who can be against us? Jesus didn't die for any political agenda. He died to defeat death and wash away the stain of sins. Christ's blood guarantees our triumph over every circumstance, no matter who is in charge on this earth, who will rise above each obstacle set by Satan, because God has already brought him low. Regardless of what happens right here, by God's grace, we have already overcome. So many times we let our worries and hardships in our lives overshadow heaven's reality. We forget we do not belong to this world. We belong to the Holy Kingdom, one that's alive and moving and making everything right. No political party is faultless. Neither side is immune to flaws, and that's okay. There is only one who reigns in perfection. We were never meant to depend on the government for wisdom and restoration. That right belongs to God. The scripture tells us, our loyalty should stand with our Lord. The Bible says that this world is fading away along with everything that people crave, but anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. What pleases God? And it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and he rewards him sincerely, who sincerely seek him. Now, not faith in ourselves or humanity or the systems we have made. Instead, we place God above everything else and anchor our faith in him. He will never let us down. His kindness will never sway. His heart remains tied to the ones he calls and loves. Where will your place, where will you place your hope? This world is fading away. What we physically see is not promised. I think 2020 has made that abundantly clear. But the unseen realities of our Father's kingdom will never fail. And so, TMC family, let's take a deep breath. Let the heavy tension lighten. Take the peace that this world can never give. I hope that you voted on the election day for the person that you thought was best. But remember that as God's children, our hope is on what will last 4 years, 8 years versus eternity. You do the math. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. May this coming year be a year of new normal, of greater territory, of higher heights and deeper depths. May we look back on this pandemic and see 2020 as a time of preparation, of shifting gears, of moving forward with God and becoming unstoppable because you trusted in God through difficult times. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Back to you, host.
What a word, what a word, what a word. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Pastor Roslyn Peters, for just sharing that powerful word this morning. Glory to God. Time to shift gears. Hallelujah. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Right now, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for being God all by yourself. You're El Shaddai. Hallelujah. You are the great I am. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. Father God, we thank you for this woman of God who have poured into us this morning, oh God. You using her, Father God, giving her the words to encourage us that we have to trust in you with all our hearts. We don't have to look to the right nor to the left, but only to you, Father, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We ask that you bless this woman of God. Pour back into her virtues on top of virtues, Father God, of your miraculous blessings, her and her husband, oh God. We thank you, Father, for keeping her in perfect peace as she and her husband's mind stay on you. We thank you, Father, for keeping them and surrounding them and protecting them from all harm and danger. And right now, we're declaring right now in the name of Jesus that Sir John is healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, as we pray for him, we're praying for others that are going through health challenges. Peter and John Dez and Bart and Peter and George and Vent and Lucille, Mr. Harold and Miss Chassie and Erica and Henry and Kalon and Paul and all those, Father God, we didn't call out. We calling them healed. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes they are healed. We thank you for touching and comforting the bereaved families, D. Lee's family, the Garrett and Griffin family, the Miles family, the Oliver family, and so many, Father God, that we can't call out, but you know who they are. We thank you for giving them peace, for letting them know that their loved ones are with you. We thank you for this family who have joined us. We ask that you touch them, that you empower them, that you restore them in every area of their lives. Thank you for Artist Life in its entirety. Thank you for what you're doing in that company. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC family, listen, you want to hear a playback and share this playback. It's 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. 1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. Remember, Testimonial Thursday is coming up next, 712-770-4005. The pin, 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Dr. Pastor Vanessa, for praising and worshiping our Father and ushering us before his presence this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord. And woman of God, thank you for that powerful message. Time to shift gears. Would you please come and close us with the benediction?
Yes, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen and amen.